I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Coach K, or for those who can pronounce words lacking in vowels, Mike Krzyzewski, coach of the men's basketball team at Duke. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill, I didn't know Coach K was Welsh.
He didn't either. The top seeds in the Stanley Cup playoffs are all out, and the teams remaining have a fair amount of deep playoff experience. Any surprises there?
I was completely surprised that the Rangers were able to take two games in Montreal. That really shook things up. That and the fact that the Los Angeles Kings have discovered their offense, or their offense, as we say in playoff lingo.
The Pittsburgh Penguins are cleaning house. General manager Ray Shiro has been fired, but the fate of coach Dan Bylsma rests in the hands of Shiro's replacement to be named later. Can we assume that he's a goner as well?
I would not be entirely sure that'll happen. I'll be interested to see who they hire to replace Shiro. But obviously, 8 times out of 10, if a general manager comes in, he wants his own guy.
Meanwhile, in the NBA playoffs, the Oklahoma City Thunder, featuring league MVP Kevin Durant, have not fared so well against the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals. What's going on?
Well, it's just the Spurs being completely remarkable again. Greg Popovich is going to go down in history as one of the great coaches in the NBA. Their management team, their construction of their roster has been next to perfect. They found roles for people who people thought were washed up. Tim Duncan has been rejuvenated. They're really a great story.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have won the first pick in the NBA draft for the third time in 4 years. Are the Cavs really bad at drafting good players or just really good at winning the draft lottery?
Well, obviously, if I was a Cavs, I'd be working the midway at all the state fairs in the Midwest this year. We'll see. I mean, it hasn't done them a lot of good so far, but we'll see.
Charlie, right now, at least, it looks as if Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling will not fight his lifetime ban from the NBA. On Friday, it was reported that he has agreed to allow his wife, Shelley, to negotiate the forced sale of the team. This, I guess, is a good thing, right?
Yes, because he'll have to be banned from the NBA, and he'll have, about a billion good reasons to do that.
Meanwhile, the NFL is facing another lawsuit. In the one filed on Tuesday, former players accused the league of illegally dispensing narcotics and painkillers. How many hundreds of millions of dollars will a league offer to pay to make this one go away?
This one is, in its own way, even more grotesque than the concussion-related lawsuits that the NFL is going to be paying off from now until the moon of the cold winds. This is, masking injuries, lying to people. Just whenever you think the bottom of the barrel has been reached on the NFL's attitude towards human beings as disposable commodities, you realize that there may not be a bottom to the barrel.
This week, the number of cheerleading squads suing the NFL teams employing them rose to 4. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the most recent defendants. Any chance the remaining teams will learn anything from this spate of lawsuits and maybe, just maybe, start paying their cheerleaders a living wage?
Oh, heck no. I mean, they're just going to pay off the current lawsuits and go around doing business as usual until people stop taking these jobs.
Which doesn't seem to be happening.
No, it doesn't seem to be happening now.
The current czar of baseball, Bud Selig, has all but anointed his successor, Deputy Commissioner Rob Manfred, who is primed to take over when Mr. Selig steps down in January. But now there is some controversy over that choice, with at least one owner suggesting that an actual candidate search and hiring process should take place. What do you think?
Well, I think Bud Selig probably understands that the last day he's in the office is the last day he has any pull with these people at all. It's Jerry Reinsdorf in Chicago, who's notoriously a curmudgeon anyway, and he thinks that they should actually go out and hire somebody. I'm not entirely sure I disagree with him, by the way.
Yeah, democracy is, a new idea for Major League Baseball, but why not give it a try?
But why is Bud Selig's opinion worth any more than any of the owners at this point?
Charlie, the horse that won the Kentucky Derby also won the Preakness last weekend, thus becoming a Triple Crown candidate. But I'm not sure I can legally mention that horse's name. Help me out here, Counselor Pierce.
Actually, the owners of the horse, and I'm not sure, I'm not going to name him either because I don't want to get in trouble and be sued by horse people, have trademarked his name.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're going to do if he's, if he pulls a Secretariat and down the stretch they come and here's moving like a great machine.
Here's the horse whose name I'll be sued if I mention.
That's right.
Lucy Lee qualified this weekend for the U.S. Women's Open. Lots of women qualified to play in that June golf tournament. Why is Miss Lee's achievement such a big deal?
Because she's 11 years old, Bill. And she's the youngest qualifier ever.
I hope she wins.
I just hope that the final round doesn't end before curfew.
Which would be about 7:30.
Yeah, there we go.
And finally, Charlie, When the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks visited the White House on Wednesday, one of their key players, Marshawn Lynch, was absent. On Thursday, his mother told the world why. Were political convictions involved?
No, I just didn't want to go.
Best possible reason, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's notoriously shy and doesn't handle the media very well, and he just decided he didn't want to go.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week as well on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Paul.